Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, girl. You make a nigga want to sing right about now.
Are you with a girl? Cause that's what I need.
Yeah, that's what
I need. A with a girl that knows how to please.
Gotta know.
But how
if you
ain't with a girl, then you can be on your way. Yeah, yeah.
Think about when I'm on. All the precious lessons, sessions are getting some dome. All the girls that I had, all the lives that I touched, all the late night castles and all the big booty sluts. I sit back and I laugh, proceed to smoking some weed. I visualize the one, the witty girl that I need. If she with it, I did it. If I did it, she with it. If she got it, I get it. She like the way that I spit it. She shy and timid, but with whatever I say. And if I get her alone, we gon' go more than a day. If she like it, I love it. Then I shove it inside. Then I ask her, whose is it? And she tell me it's mine. She be rubbing my back and she be rolling my weed. She be making me food and I be making her scream. Light skin thick with hips and long hair. I need a witty girl with her dub in the air.
Are you with a girl? Cause that's what I need.
That's what I need.
That's what I need. I need a witty girl. Knows how to please.
She got to know. She
got to
know.
If you ain't with a girl, then you can be on your way. Yeah,
you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the tale
of a girl. Girl, come on, let's play. Let's play.
One night like Lionel Richie, but your pussy be calling me, like come and get me. That outfit you in got me thinking, how can I set some trends? Fit you in, bend a corner, get a room and get it in. What's love got to do with it? We strong folks. It's a drink, cush the blow. We stay on. She said she wanna make love to a Scorpio, no Romeo. Fuck her like you belong in a hardcore porno. Gutter, not get on stilettos, rocking dresses better than them top models. Deep throat. And swallows bitches a goddess. Serious Ryder, Mac and Rod Theory the answer. Kush and Molly straight but quite little mama, what's happening? You in the presence of a full-blown grinder. Body on point, but she shy for a cider. Even though she from the birds, I'm in the hood with the trifling. Spurs don't have a chance, she was turned off by a rider.
Are you with a girl? Cause that's what I need.
That's what I need.
I need a with a girl. Knows how to please.
You gotta know, but
you gotta know.
If you
ain't with a girl, then you can be on your way.
You gotta go,
you
gotta
tell about it. If you ain't with a girl, come on, let's play. Let's play.
Talking, no more playing. Show me what that pussy about. I lick it, stick it, rub it, dip it, make it drip and stretch it out. Rookie, no, that isn't me. I'm 4DB. I aim to please. I hope your hair is really yours and not pulling out your weave. So make sure it's so
tight.
Like I want them pussy walls. So when I'm
way up in it,
pussy flowing like Niagara Falls. Sucking dick and licking balls. When I call, she always has a 4DB. Takes his time, but fucks him hard and faster. If we fucking on the boat, then girl, you call me Captain Stabbing. Fuck her mouth like it's a pussy with it. Girls be ghetto gagging, booty clapping.
Damn, it's cracking.
It's what we do. See, with it, girls be fucking, girls.
Girls be fucking with it.
They pussy shade, they're very trimmed. I love it when they body smooth. Looking good and smelling right. I'll eat it, girl. I like the drool. Maybe do some crazy shit like busting nut and leave it in. But it's in her mouth, her ass. No way she's getting pregnant then.
With it, girl. Cause that's what I need.
What I need.
I need a with it, girl. Knows how to
please.
But if you ain't with a girl, then you can be on your way.
You gotta go.
You gotta get the hell out of here. Come on, let's play.
Come on,
let's play.
Yeah.
How many people ever been raped by a man? All of them. 100%. You can't get no higher than that nook. You step in here, you get raped. Right up the motherfucking brown eye, baby. I raped a few niggas myself. I ain't really enjoyed it.
Yeah, like
not that much.
Not that much.
Shit felt good to the motherfucker, though.
Sure.
I ain't let that nigga kiss me or nothing, but I did tear that motherfucking ass off, nigga. I ain't gonna lie about it.
Right.
But that's what the man's oppressive system did to me.
Now, me, I'm more of a romantic type. I'll still rape you, but I'll definitely stroke your head lovingly while I do it. See, because I want you to like it. Now, you don't have to like it, but Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there. What's your name, fine motherfucker? What's your name?
Don't think that's
Tom.
Okay, now let's talk about Tom. Tom is the type of nigga that gives us wet dreams up in here. Medium brown, soft features, tall and in shape, but still soft and squishy. Now, I like to put the jelly inside my ass. Then put some of this peanut butter on top of it. I call it a peanut butter jelly and asshole sandwich. But Tom here will be calling it lunch.
Yeah, nigga. This your girl, Miss Tweety, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger, LA's West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me, Dagger. I'm ready to get my hump on.
What's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights. Dagger, hold on. Gotta get my co-host in. Let me get her ass. I'm just gonna have to do this once, and I won't have to, because we all know about the mute button now, so it always works out better. Wait, how you doing, Queen? How you feeling?
I'm really good right now. I've been drinking. I'm sorry, y'all.
See, well,
yeah,
at least
I started before the show.
No, that's
we
cool.
We had to have a real conversation, and I've really been drinking right now.
Well, that's cool. Well,
but
at
I'm
least
good.
I'm with you though. See, for once, you know I'm in my mode right now. You know what? Guess what I got? See, I haven't started drinking yet. I was gonna wait for the show so I can get saucy during the show. But I got some vodka and orange juice. I got some Seagram's vodka.
That's right.
And some orange juice,
right.
You know, keep it simple, you know
what
I mean? Vodka and OJ, just keep it simple,
Dagger,
you know what I mean?
See, Dagger, me and you was on the same page. You know what I'm drinking right now?
What you drinking?
I'm drinking vodka, orange juice, and pineapple juice.
Oh, there you go. Okay, you got a little Caribbean shit going on over there. See, I don't need that extra.
Yeah.
It would be good. I wouldn't mind, but see, I don't need it, so that's okay. But see, guess what else I got? This is how I say I'm in my mode. I got a nice pack of cigarettes, although those are bad. Like I said, I'm gonna say that.
They
I may be talking about cigarettes, but they're bad.
If you're
a smoker, you're bad. If you're not smoking,
you
continue not to do that. Huh?
Ooh, you got to be in trouble.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. I'm talking to my baby mama. We having a girls' night.
Hey, but see, are we focused? Because, see, now I'm thinking you talking to me.
I am focused.
No,
I was focused. No, I was focused. I just asked a quick question, and I just heard it. I really didn't. I forgot I had the
iPhone
earphones.
That's exactly.
I forgot that I had the iPhone earphones in, so my earpiece is right next to my mouth. So every time that I talk, you can hear me.
Yeah, so we need to watch that. And then guess what else I got?
What else you got?
I got this fat ass blunt behind my ear right here. I'm just looking at it like, like, I don't even, you know a blunt that looks so good, you don't even want to smoke it. I'm just looking at it, right? I'm leaning back and just looking at it. Like, I don't even want to smoke that. I do, but it's like, damn. But I'm going to smoke a little bit during the first break. But, all right, y'all, let's do it like we normally do. You know, shout out to the boss lady herself, as always. Topaz the Shade. Without her, there's no Bang Out Radio. No West Coast Wednesdays. Hump Nights with my co-host, Queen V, of course. No Fuck You Fridays. No Slap Sundays. And no Triple M Show on Mondays. So thank you, boss lady, for letting us do what it do. And then also, let me see if I can get this up quick enough so I can do my little public service announcement real quick. Look, if you have not been talking about it, I'm going to keep talking about it. It's about 2 more weeks left. You need to get your ass down to Vegas on the 22nd.
I know that's right.
If you ain't in Vegas, there's something wrong. You got
to
be in Vegas on the
22nd.
Why? Hold on. I'm going to tell y'all exactly why. Because you know it's the XMB Squad Inked Up Models 1-year anniversary. Fashion show / showcase / performances. I mean, and of course the Dagger and the Witty Gang is going to be in the building. So I mean, if you ever want to put a face to the voice, or you want to come out here and some good quality music or whatever, that's where I'm going to be at on the 22nd in all black. You look out for the Laker gear, because that's where the Witty Gang is going to be. We be Lakered up. All right. It's February 22nd. Starts about 10 o'clock. Going to go until we shut that motherfucker down. All right, it's a red carpet event. will be taped up. You know, there will be tapes. And then DJ Caramel Love Radio Hosting will be broadcasting live as well. And it is an all-black affair. So make sure we are. It's going to be all-black earth thing, all right? And this is going to be going down at the Casino Lounge and Gallery, all right? And that's 5150 Spring Mountain Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, all right? So make sure you are in the mother. And if you come in to see the Dagger or Witty Gang, or you just need to get your name put on the list, holler at me, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. All I need is your name, and we just need to link up before the show because I can get your bread so I can get you up in there, all right? There's no disrespect. It's all legit, all right? I don't fuck people over. I want y'all to come out and function. You can hold it down in the VIP section with the Witty Gang. Just let your boy know, all right? So, again, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Hit me up if you need more information, tickets, or whatever, all right? Because that's where I'm going to be February 22nd, all right? Also, real quick, since we're doing news and everything real quick, February 15th, if anybody in the L.A. area or around the L.A. area or the Downey area, actually, the Witty Gang is also going to be performing live at the Stardust Club. That's 7643 Firestone Boulevard, Downey, California. That's 90241, all right? And it is 21 and over, but ladies are all free before 10 o'clock, and I know y'all ladies love free. So come out, shake your ass, and get a popper with the Dagger. I'm letting y'all know where I'm at so y'all can come fuck with the boy, all right? Because we be turned up, all right? So... and then also, Queen, let them know they can send your music and everything to you as well. Let them know your email again for those that don't know.
Wow. Okay, I'm really that drunk. Okay, wait, no, I'm not that drunk. I just crossed my mind.
Are we really about to have that kind of show?
Okay. I'm trying to get me together. Yes, I've been drinking, y'all. I don't really care. You know what? I do care because I care about... Can I just finish my sentence?
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. I really care about y'all. So, yes, you guys can please send me your music at queenbee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queen1991@gmail.com. Okay?
All right. There it is. You good? You got it now?
I got it now. I said it twice.
For sure. And also, last but not least, like I said, is anybody out there talking about the show that's been supporting the show that's been, like I said, and speaking of supporting the show and talking about the show, I got to give y'all motherfuckers kudos. Not to call y'all motherfuckers, but I don't know all y'all names individually. But I don't know what it is y'all doing. Like I said, I've been sitting, because keep in mind, like I said, Dagger looks at the shows. Like I said, these are my shows and everything. So I look at the numbers and everything like that now. I've seen the shows go from like 30 or whatever to like 50, to like 100, 200, 5. Y'all motherfuckers out here, we setting records now. Now, average show is like 700 downloads, 700, 800. We even had a 900. We almost hit a G. This is some crazy shit. I don't know what the fuck y'all out there doing. And I'm actually... And I just really feel bad because I feel I deserve to give y'all more than what I'm providing for that many fucking downloads. So I really got to step my motherfucking game up because y'all motherfuckers out here on some other shit. And again, not to call y'all motherfuckers, but I don't know all y'all names individually. But again, I want to thank y'all, though, at the same time. Keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in your music. Holler at, like I said, I want to talk to models. I want to talk to producers, directors of videos. I want to holler at people. Real motherfuckers, at least. Even some of y'all dumb motherfuckers, holler at us, too. You know what I mean? It's always fun. I'm not tripping. I mean, shit. We'll just talk to you, too. It don't matter. If you want to call in tonight, 661-621-7559, if you're out there listening live, and you know this is Hump Nights, where we try to talk about those adult matters and adult topics, and I actually got a few things on my mind tonight. Y'all know how that goes or how it can go. And my co-host is drunk, and we don't know who's about to call in. And I got an interview a little bit later. Not a beauty, but somebody else special I want y'all to talk to or hear about, all right? So it's going to be interesting stuff. So let's get things started like this. Queen, mute the phone. You already know how we do. And
I got you.
Right back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen B, it's good to be here. See y'all in a second.
It's B Major's The Movement. DJ Griot, Tyrell. Oh, this one's a problem. Let's go.
They say you need somebody who can treat you right. Come and stay with me tonight.
I'm what you've been waiting for.
I got a girlfriend, and I can't be cheating on her. But I got the reason for it. She keeps dancing on me.
Get up, get up, get up.
Get up.
outfit. You need a vacation, come and ride with a boss. Let's get your iced up, girl, you need something to floss. Just an idea of what can be planned for the future. He ain't nothing, baby, just something you could get used to. My head on my shoulders, success come with the hate. Secret Microsoft money, like I'm related to Jay. Feel it be clear, girl, there's nothing to feel. Call me magician, I make your bills disappear. I can be patient, but don't like waiting, man. No moments of nice guys, tolerance like Mexicans. But other than that, let's get it, girl. I put a glow on your necklace, cause I give you the world. Just sit me on my celly, girl, when you ready to ride. Any day, any time, girl, I'm ready to vibe.
She said she wanna boss.
Can't wait to taste it so she kisses.
Yeah.
All I need is one. I don't need a couple wishes. Deep blue sea. Get me that one. Forget the opposition. I'm thinking the wrong way at the wrong time. I'ma call her mama ticket. She's so fine. She's so fine. Man, she's so fine. Well, mama's so fine. I had to say it on the time.
Hey.
We're back to the topic.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, let's get away.
Okay.
Middle finger on your lips. And fuck what they say.
They
ready.
Hey,
they mad cause you're free.
Free.
But deep down inside, we both know who they wanna be. So baby, come with me, fly with a fly boy.
Boy.
I had you feeling big, no steroids. Just hit me on my celly, girl, when you ready to ride. Any day, any time, girl, I'm ready to vibe.
Taking care of you,
steady love,
whether it's hot or cold, whether it's cold or No matter words or weather fades. I'm so happy all the time. Things are good and when they're bad, I wouldn't change the times we've had. Because
to do is talk about spiritual blessings and stuff. We're never gonna score here.
Yeah, my hands hurt.
Cornholio, Frosted Butthead.
Tomorrow we will engage in the great conception.
The great what?
Contraption, what?
Yes, tonight the vessels must prepare themselves to receive your essence.
Yeah.
There will be a...
Well, the essence must the vessels and the blue. Let's get out of here, Beavis.
Perhaps it's good that they rest up for tomorrow.
Yes. It is very good that the beloved and Prophet Butthead are so young. They must have great energy to make love to us all tomorrow.
This place sucks.
West side of the West Coast, Western Avenue. Nympho the Great, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Hey, Dagger, where the flips at? Flip, 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 flip. Bang Out Radio. Hey, Dagger, hook me up with Queen V. Tell her I got a Bentley.
Oh, God, them niggas is stupid. That drop is dumb. Oh, yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen V. I don't hear anything, so I'm assuming she hasn't unmuted her phone yet. Unmute your phone, Queen. I know you're a little under the influence. Come back to us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did unmute my phone. You are absolutely right. I was hearing you in my ear like, damn, I did unmute my phone. Fuck. I'm sorry. I'm on my way. You ought to get some cigarettes and another bottle because I really need that tonight.
Oh, so you're on the move now then, right? That's what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Yes, this ought to be. This ought to be.
I'm with my girls tonight. You feel me? So. I've been chilling. Hello. I'm sorry, you guys, this is Reality Radio. Can I get a pack of Newport 100 and... I'm trying to figure out what bottle I want.
Oh, it's like that, huh? Well, what are your options? What's on the wall? Let's hear what's on the wall.
We've been drinking vodka all night.
So you got to stick with it. You don't want to mix it. They say you don't want to mix your alcohol, but I can handle it. Like I said, I'm an alcoholic. I can mix my alcohol and it won't even matter.
UV, 103.
UV. Well, Queen, I see that our host, not my host. Wow, you're my co-host. I see that our guest has just tuned in, and you know we begin guests from all over the world. So
yeah, I told you I was 21. I'm so sorry, the man trying to tell me I'm not 21. Okay, alright, here's what I need you to do, mute your phone for a quick second.
Okay, while I bring in our guest, and then I'm going to bring you back in a second and let you get things situated.
You going to bring me back? No,
I mean, I got a guest here and I can't do an interview if you all doing whatever, you know what I mean. It's, you cracking right now.
I was listening.
But I mean, I got. But everybody's listening to your background is what I'm saying, and we got a guest coming in. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I understand.
No,
I understand.
Okay, thank you. So, I'll, bring. Just get this shit situated. I'll bring you back in just a minute. Okay, let me get these.
Okay.
In. But still listen, so you know what's going on.
Yep.
Thank you. All right. Oh, I love my co-host. Like I said, but yeah, not introduce her. She's been here before. It's actually one of my very first interviews I've ever done on Bang Out Radio ever. So it's interesting, and it's always good to have people that come back and they forgot their boys and everything, you know. So let's see here. Miss Bianca.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? How's it been up? Long time.
I'm fabulous. How are you?
You know me, Bianca. Like I said, I could always be better. Like I said, I never got one of your contracts. So I'm a little better off than I was, but at the same time, I'm not where I should be because, you know, I'm not.
We'll sort that out now that I have the situation.
But thanks for coming through and checking out. Now what's going on? Like I said, what's the new shit going on? Like give us some updates, Ms. Bianca. First of all, for those that may not remember, some people have been here before, but introductions first. You know, you can speak about yourself better than I can. Let people know who you are, what you got going on, and everything like that before we get into what we're trying to bring to people.
Sure. My name is Bianca. I'm the CEO of Emmy Music. It's out here in an entertainment company in Australia. Well, as you know, Dagger, I was, you know, in the U.S. for the last 3 years, and then I brought my company back to Australia to, you know, to give a platform to the kids and the talent out here because there really is no platform for them. You're very, very
See, I miss you while I miss
the United States.
See, you're going to make me hop on a plane now because I missed you while you were out here. Okay, but go ahead, keep going.
Actually,
keep going.
I'm actually going to be back in the States next week for All-Star Weekend.
Oh,
so,
for All-Star Weekend.
Yeah,
ah.
I might come to Cali. I'm not sure this
Baller?
Day.
Baller? I'm trying to be like Bianca, man. I'm trying to be like you and our girl. Can I be like you and our girl? Is that okay?
Sure, you just got to work hard.
That's what I'm saying, but I mean, hop on a flight from Australia to the States because I'm going to the All-Star game. That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
It's only 13 hours to Cali, and then to New York it's another 6 hours. So it's a 19-hour flight. It's not that fun, let me tell you.
But you can do it. You know what I mean? There's people that say they can do shit, and there's people that actually do it. And like I said, you're one of the people that can do that shit. So, like I said, much props to it always. But keep going, Bianca. Keep letting them know what else you know, man. This is y'all listen up. You could try. This is something you should try to be on, especially you ladies. This is hump nights and everything like that. I really want y'all ladies to listen because this is what women do. So go ahead, Ma. I'm sorry.
Well, it's, you know, it'd be great if there was more women in the business, to be honest.
No, I mean, I don't mean they can't do what you do, but I mean, as far as, you know, if you feel you got a talent in something or, but you know what I mean, you do actual work. Because, I mean, Bianca, be honest, you see what bitches is out here doing, and you see how motherfuckers got the game all fucked up and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
and people out
I mean,
there like you.
Unfortunately, and I'm not hating on American women.
No,
so don't
be,
call
there ain't
it
no hateration, be
status.
honest.
It's like from living there, it's, you know, being Australian and coming and living in another culture and then adapting to another culture is quite interesting to see how, you know, the different cultures were raised. And in essence, you know, when we talk about work ethic, you know, women here, you know, we do things the old school way. We're raised to go to school, go to college, keep
Tell
our
them.
Legs closed,
Tell
have
them.
10 baby daddies,
Tell
like
them.
Get married and have a career. We do shit the old way.
Ain't nothing wrong
with that. It's very interesting when you go into another culture and you experience, you know, different ways of doing things. You know, like, let me tell you, I had many times where a gentleman would say, let me pay your bills. I'll pay your bills, I'll pay your car, I'll pay this, I'll pay that. I'm like, I don't need you to pay any of that.
Nigga.
I can do it for myself.
Yep.
You know, and it's interesting that I wish more women would be more proactive in America. You know what I mean? Because
Wait, hold on, Bianca. Let me see.
Bad name.
I have to cut you off real quick, but hold on. Let me see how my co-host is doing real quick. I will see if she's ready to come back in real quick. Because like I said, I got a co-host over here. On Sundays, it's just me. But I got my co-host over here. And I don't want to be rude. Are you good now, Queen?
I'm good. I'm on my way to the house right now. I'm trying to smoke me a cigarette, but I can't because there's no fucking writer in it.
And she's a little under the influence, Bianca. For introductions, you know.
I am. I heard that. All right.
It's
I'm
like at the party, Bianca, you ever go to a party and, you know, and you be introduced to somebody, but their friend is a little bit under the influence? They're like, yeah, but this is my friend right here. I mean, don't mind her. She's a little under the influence.
Oh, that's how you
cool.
feel about me tonight?
No, we all good. We all
that's
good.
That's how you feel about me tonight?
We
I'll
are
be under the influence.
Good.
When I be under the influence, you already know I'll be under the influence.
Exactly.
And I don't
so I'm not complaining. It's fine. Now, but you've been listening. But you have been listening, right?
But you, I am listening. I
all right. So I'm just saying. So you have to be, but you hear, but I was just introducing Bianca. This is my co-host, Queen V. Queen V, this
Hi,
is my,
Bianca.
This is Bianca.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You too.
Calling all the way from Australia. You know what I mean? We got around the world.
Wait,
you never
wait,
know.
Wait. I have a question. That's really where you at right now? You're in Australia. Is that why your accent sounds like that? Because I've been listening the whole time. He put me on mute. But I've been listening the whole time. Like,
yeah, I have a bit of a. I mean, yes, I'm actually calling from Sydney, Australia, actually. But
Sydney,
I mean, my accent
is popping. That is really popping, though, because I really. That's one of the one places that I really wanted to visit. That's popping.
Everyone should visit here. It's amazing. Beautiful country.
That's right. So if I come, you go show me around and shit?
Sure. Just get on that plane and I'll be with
okay.
you.
Okay.
So Bianca, so what else is going on? Yeah, let's get back on topic. So what else do people know about
really
Bianca?
What I wanted to discuss was to sort of give your viewers the opportunity to know about the new company and that they can get involved. You know, we're not, even though we are based in Australia, we are a global company. Our services are global, so it's not just confined to Australia. I mean, I did bring the company back home. The simple fact that you know, there really is no platform for artists out here. You know, you're very fortunate being artists in America. You have every single platform and tool, you know, unbeknownst to man, to make your career work. And, you
right.
know, and very, you know, the business back here is about 10 years behind, and everybody's sort of trying to compete against each other and really not work with each other. And, you know, the whole purpose of what Emmy Music is about, you know, bridging the gap between countries. So it's not so scary, you know, if and it's often, you know, you have to be in a country to really gain those contacts, you know, and the contacts that I gained whilst being in the United States was quite phenomenal. And those companies sort of said, well, why don't you go back home and take our brands, you know, back there and, you know, give the Australian public, you know, change the game out there, because the Australian scene's a little different. You know, we only have 20 million people in the entire country. You know, America has 300 million people.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Smaller,
and, you know, I
smaller
mean,
audience,
really
you could reach a lot more people a lot faster, right? It's kind
right,
of the sense.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And really, you know, it's a whole different market. And this is what I say to artists, you know, when you want to come out here, your music not necessarily will translate out here on radio. You know, you have to do your research, and you have to, I suppose with a company like mine, you can just hit me up and say, okay, I want to get promotion out in Australia, da-da-da, how do I go about it? And I can sort of formulate a plan for you. But, you know, with that being said, you've got to listen to what's on our radio. You know, it's very commercial. You know, it's not, we don't, you know, like if you hear like Hot 97 in New York, you know, it still has a lot of that street hip-hop and then
right,
hip-hop.
Right, but it's still, but it's more commercial, like mainstream.
It's
cause
very
you know,
commercial.
Because, you know, over here,
yeah.
we hood with it over here on Bang Out Radio. But, you know, we all independent, straight, you know.
Right,
but some people
exactly.
be on that type of, but yeah, but you got to step it up to the next level at the same time. If you want to do
but
different
you also
shit,
have
you got
to
be
understand
able to do
if
what
you
want to
be an international, exactly. You have to also understand if you want to be an international artist that, you know, every market is different, you know. So your
right.
music won't necessarily translate. I mean, there's some mainstream artists, a.k.a. Future. He's not out here on the radio. Nobody knows who he is. Nobody cares who he is. So, you know, I know the people that run his camp, and they've asked me a million times, organize a tour out there. I said, I can't organize a tour when no one will go to his show. A promoter is going to pay for him to come out here. He's not on the radio.
Like, it takes
like,
time. Like, don't jump the gun.
Yeah,
don't skip
exactly.
bases. Like,
exactly. So, you know, it's more like Rihanna and Chris Brown and Neo and Jay-Z, and, you know, it's more those, you know, Beyonce, it's more, you know, those kind of people that, you know, artists that get played on our
yeah.
radio, it's not, you know, and we don't, unfortunately, and this is why, you know, again, why I created this company, is that we don't really have an underground scene, and we don't have somebody helping artists to get to even the next level or to get to radio or, you know, to make all those links much easier and a one-stop shop.
So, I mean, are you trying to create an underground scene so it's more than just commercial stuff, or are you trying to have people, you know?
It's kind of like getting back to the roots of where music and the DJs are very disconnected with the artists over here. You know, it's like the DJ's real job is to break music and independent music. Now, because of the clubs and, you know, their restrictions, it's like they're too scared to break new music. You know, so this is the other thing that we're going to be introducing is a DJ coalition. We don't have a DJ coalition over here. We don't have a mixtape scene. So there's so many different things out here that we're doing, that Emmy Music is doing. You know, we're going to put on a massive music conference here at the end of the year.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to, which Australia hasn't seen. You know, very much similar to the United States, the format of the way you guys run them over there.
Right.
So there's a lot of different things. You know, I'm running a competition right now about a new, just for Sydney, actually, right now, because I want to see how it goes first and what reception we get.
Okay.
To give away about $5,000 worth of prizes, you know, a distribution deal.
Crazy.
With our label, D-Block Music, and a whole bunch of other prizes. And then I'm going to spread it to the other cities in Australia, depending on how it goes. And then I'm going to spread it globally. So I'll do
it. There
it
is. See, Bianca, and then, keep me in the loop. Whatever you need, you got. Whatever help
definitely.
I can do,
I mean,
let
you're
me know.
All over my Facebooks and up on my notes.
And if you ever need, like I said, and I do the music thing, too. You find an artist out there, you need 16 or something like that or whatever. Like I said, holla at, I do all things. Like I said, you already know, Bianca. And I still got to fucking send you my fucking mixtape. I keep trying to send my shit out to Australia to Bianca. She's been waiting on it. I keep bullshitting. I'm sorry. I got to apologize on that.
That's all right.
Australia,
you have my
like,
address. Not everybody, you, don't give out that address.
No,
either.
I'm not going to give it out. Actually, I can't even give it out because I don't have it. That's how fucked up I am. That's how fucked up. See, I'm going
to
need that again.
Oh, my
we'll
God.
Get
I have
that
to
on.
Send it to you again.
Yeah, exactly, because I got to send you a nice little package.
You
so you at least got
said,
something. And you don't even got to, like I said,
Bianca,
I don't even want you to. You don't even got to do nothing with it. I just want it for you. I want you to play that shit, like I said, when you rolling around, when you chilling at the house, or then you throw my shit in. You know, I just want it for you. That's you. And then if you want to do something with it, that's it. But let people know, like I said, let people know you got a website out there. Let people know where they can
holler at
you, where they can find you.
Out.
Let people know what's up.
Yeah, you can check out our website at www.memusic.com.au. Don't forget the .au at the end. And you can follow us on Facebook, ME Music Official, on Twitter, Instagram, ME Music Official. Everything's ME Music Official on all social media.
All right.
I keep it nice and simple. Brand it, you know, make it easy for the people.
There it is.
But definitely,
yeah,
I want
sure.
people to check us out. You know, what the whole focus is really, honestly, is to link America and Australia. There's such a big... You know, and I want American artists to come out here and independent artists to get their music played out here and to get on the international scene. It's not, you know, today you've got to be international to make
money.
You've got to
be,
you know?
See, I already got England. See, it's funny because, like I said, that's why I really got to send you my music because I'm bullshitting because I'm getting airplay on over in England right now, the homie Desi Beats. He's over in England right now, and he's producing a whole little mixtape and album for me. And then every time I finish a song for him, you know what I mean? You got it. And I'm trying to get Sydney all say it, too. I got to send my shit to Bianca. Y'all bullshit. I'm sending my shit. Y'all better find out how to do this.
But I mean, this is the thing. It's really about, you know, we are living in such an amazing time today, honestly, with being in the technology age, you know. And you really, it's so much easier for artists these days to really, to get connected with the rest of the world, you know, just from the sheer fact of the internet.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, we have, like, if you go onto our website, we've got all sorts of services, from distribution deals to radio packages to getting your music videos on MTV, BET, you know, all around the world, in Europe, in Asia, in Australia, in America. You know, we've got, you know, radio packages, both national and, you know, and internet and a whole bunch of stuff. We've got social media deals. We've got, you know, we A&R, scout talent.
Y'all got that.
So we got everything. Everything you need, we got it. We do websites. You know, if you need a website built, you know, we do all sorts of graphics. We do, you know, everything that an artist needs, we really have. You know, there's a couple of things that's not there right now, which I've got to put up on the website. So we're going to be doing phone apps. and a whole bunch of other stuff. Just keep, you know, posted and keep checking out the website. And that website again, www.emmymusic.com.au. And coming up all the time. So anyone, send us an inquiry. That those emails come direct to me, so you'll be speaking direct to the CEO, which is...
directly to the CEO. Now,
I have
Bianca,
all 17 email addresses on my iPhone.
Yeah, now I know.
Which is annoying.
Now I know you're a busy woman, Bianca. But it is hump nights. Now, are you gonna hang out for the rest of the night, or you got other things you gotta do? Because you know we gotta get into the adult
mode.
Actually,
I'm gonna hang out for a little minute.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna tune in.
Thank you.
I'll tune in whilst I've got my trainer coming to train me right now. So I'll tune
okay,
in whilst,
okay.
whilst
so
I'm
let
at
me,
the gym.
So
it's
let me get
called
a couple
multitasking.
Of these.
You know, when you're a CEO.
You gotta keep
email
it on point.
I'm
so for sure, but you hanging out and you ain't hung out with me before. So we're gonna get into some of these topics and everything real quick. But I'm gonna get some music out first, and then we're gonna be right back. Got my co-host Queen V, got Bianca hanging with us from Australia, Miss CEO, and I got another caller on the line that looks like Koya. So things are probably gonna get real interesting. So we'll be right back. Just go ahead and mute your phones though. Just mute your phone, and then when you hear me start talking, then you can unmute it. And we'll be right back. Let's go.
Thank you. Everybody with us, I'm hot, and you know it. You fly, gonna show it. He wants me.
real quick. We back. Bianca, because I understand, like, yeah, Bianca, can you hear me? Unmute your phone. Bianca.
I'm back.
There we go. Now, Queen, hop in here real quick, because we ain't going to be here too long, because like I said, Bianca, I understand that. I just thought about that, too, them overseas charges and everything like that. I feel you. So I just went.
Oh, yeah. My phone bills don't feel me, though.
Because usually we play, like, three songs and shit, but like I said, real quick, I was going to ask you a quick little fire question, because, you know, just to, because what I was going to be on tonight now, I was going to talk about, you know, how, now, let me wait first. You drink, right? Or do you occasionally have drinks, or do you drink? I mean,
yes,
you,
I drink socially.
Socially, a social drinker. Now, what I was going to get into, because this is some nights, is how sex is usually impacted by certain, let's just say, I don't know what to say, but I mean, some people drink when they have sex. You know what I mean? And it affects their sex. Some people smoke weed. Some people do a lot of stuff. Now, do you feel like anybody else? Like, some people will say
I'm
that.
I'm boring. I just drink. I know.
You just drink. Now, you don't feel that. So you don't need, I would say, like, drink for sex. You know what I mean? Like, does alcohol intensify it for you or anything like that?
I don't want to give away my secrets now. This is getting a little personal.
Hey,
but
that's what we do on her. That's why I see. That's why I see. I was just testing the water real quick. So I was just wanted to say that. That's why I wanted to make sure I ask. Because, you know, we don't plead the fifth over here, but it's cool. Like I said, CEO.
No, I'm not pleading the fifth. I'm good. Like, I don't need no
but you don't. But you don't need that. Like I said, you are okay. So you say you all good without nothing else. I'm sober. I'll be on my natural shit. I can handle my business. That's what you feel.
Right.
Okay. but like I said, Bianca, I know I just wanted to get at least one question out real quick. I'm gonna get back into the music, but again, one more time before I let you go, let them know where they can find your website and everything real quick. And then always, like I said, you keep me posted and let me know what's going on and what I can do to help. All right.
Definitely. Yeah. You can check us out. Emmy Music. At Emmy Music with a K. com.au. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Emmy Music Official. I just want to shout out real quick. I know my boy Jay Monaco is listening, tuning in right now. So check him out too. His Globetrotter Records. So he did a track with Lil Jon. So he's got a remix to a song here, and we're dropping it in Australia.
See, and then when I send you my music, I want you to play my music for all your friends. Whoever's your friend,
definitely,
Bianca, I want them to hear my music too. Whoever's your friend, you play it around them, okay?
Look, I mean, Bianca, all you got to do is post it on my Facebook, and,
make sure
I get a lot of posts on my Facebook that I hide, that I obviously don't allow. But with you, you're a different story. I'll let you slide.
Aw, oh, shit. Thank you so much, y'all. That's Bianca, y'all. Make sure y'all check her out. Make sure y'all support the website, and let's get back into the music. And then, of course, you can check this lady out right here. I'm about to play. This is Kehlani. I'm sorry. This is Sex Me, one of her hot singles. She will be in attendance February 22nd as well at the XMB Inked Up 1 year anniversary. Make sure
y'all
check it out.
Are you talking about, is she a young girl?
Hey boy, I'ma give it to you. You already know what I wanna do. I'ma give it to you. I'ma give it to you. It's getting hot in here. Come here. Can I tell you something? Let's go to your place. I wanna give you a taste. You like it in your face? Touch my body, boy, embrace. Real sex by the fireplace. You're thankful I can say grace. You're sexy in your equipment. A freak is why you're in me. Sex me, I'm a sex you. Sex me, I'm a sex you here. Sex me, I'm a sex you there. Sex me everywhere. Sex me, pull my hair. Sex me in every way. Sex me, I'm a leader with you. Sex me, I'm feeling you. Sex me, I'm a sex you. Sex me, I'm a sex you here. Sex me, I'm a sex you there. Sex me everywhere. Sex me, pull my hair. Sex me in every way. Sex me, I'm a leader with you. Sex me, I'm feeling you. I'ma give it to you, ride. I'm feeling for you inside. It feels so good, so right. You like it nice and tight. Like when you look in my eyes. The moment I don't fight. You kill it like I'm fine. I comfort it to a side. Sex me, I'm a sex you.
I'ma leave with you. Check me, I'm feeling you. I saw you looking, I was looking too. Coming to me, what you gonna do? Every time we meet, no fun. You and me, I'm near you. Hit me up, you got me stuck at blue. Take my clothes off, take your food. Love me down all night. After that, good night. Sex me, I'ma sex you. Sex me, I'ma sex you here. Sex me, I'ma sex you there. Sex me, everywhere. Sex me, pull my hair. Sex me in every way. Sex me, I'ma leave with you. Sex me, I'm feeling you. Let's go.
Throwing salt in my game, grilling me over my gear. Not needs to be matching style.
Well, the important thing is you tried, son.
Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V LA West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen V. Hold on. We should be back good. I hope she can hear me. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can I hear you? Hold on. What's going on here? I'm just playing. My joint kicking in. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm getting a little under the influence myself. I'm glad I got the interview out first. Shouts out to Bianca. Like I said, the ME squad or whatever. Like I said, if y'all out there, y'all need to fuck with Bianca. She don't... Anybody who comes through Bang Out Radio, don't be about that bullshit and is on point. It's funny. I'm starting to get mad because everybody else be on point except the fucking host of the show. I'm starting to get pissed off. No hateration or anything like that. I'm mad at myself. Queen, you still good?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's wrong with you?
I'm here. Nothing at all.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. You sound like, I don't know. I don't know. Sure? Pinky swear? Hello?
Hello?
Pinky swear?
Yeah, I might.
Nah, I don't believe that. But anyway. Oh, man. But hold on. I'm trying to get, like I said, I believe this is Koya. Let's see if we can get Koya in real quick. Hold on. Then I set out the 909-0721. You got Dagger and Queen. What'd it do?
Hi, Dagger.
Hi, Koya. How you feeling tonight? As you should. That's okay. Well, here was my. This is all. Well, do we have a Koya's question tonight? Are you here for Koya? Do you have something you would like to discuss before I start gibbering and going off on the? You know, I support the guest.
I have a Koya's question, but it's kind of sexually related. It's kind of relationship related.
Well, let's go ahead. That's cool. Because like I said, go. Go ahead.
I want to see how the listeners, you know, took this question or how you took this question. I want to have a little discussion about it.
Because, I mean, it sounds like you're really far away, though. I mean, I don't understand why, but okay. But
because I'm on Bluetooth.
Why does your Bluetooth sound like you're down the hall? You got a whack Bluetooth. I'm sorry. I'm just simply saying it sounds like I think I would much rather you actually take the Bluetooth off if you could, unless your hands are not free and just actually talk.
All right. Hold on.
I just want to make sure people can hear you. That's all. I mean, I'm trying to, you know. Hello?
Do you feel better?
There we go. See, I just want to make sure people can hear you, Koya. That's all. I mean, I'm trying to be helpful. That's all.
And now here's
the next thing. Now, if y'all are next to each other, then y'all going to have to move away from each other because then we get the echo effect.
No.
I know I'm fucking with y'all. I'm sorry, but I'm just trying to make sure we can hear what's going on. That's all I'm trying. I just know what works.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Or I'm going to have to mute somebody, and then y'all can talk through the same phone. I mean, it's one or the other. It's up to y'all.
You're right. But do you hear me better now?
No, we're good. Yes. Koya's question. Let's go.
Koya's question. Okay. So, if you're with your dude, right, you've been with him for a minute, and he keep repetitively telling his mother, the one that gave birth to him, that you as a woman that is pregnant, and then his mother asks you, like, hey, Sequoia, you pregnant? And you keep telling his mother for the third time, let's say this is the third time, that she doesn't ask you, like, excuse me, bitch, like
damn,
pregnant.
Why
you
gotta be a bitch, though?
Let me make sure I'm understanding the question. I don't know if I'm cutting you off, but she's basically, every time she sees you, she thinks you're pregnant and keeps saying, keeps asking you if you're pregnant. Is that the question?
Okay, excuse me. I don't want to make it seem like it's like that because it's not. This woman has only asked me. This is the fourth time she's asked me. This is a personal issue, so I really want to know how the people, the listeners, are viewing this question. This is the...
Oh, wait, we lost her. She just dropped in the middle of the phone call. Hold on.
Okay. Excuse me, I was supposed to tell you my bad.
You were supposed to tell you my bad?
Yeah, I was supposed to tell you my bad.
Oh, there she is. Hold on. Let's see if we can get her back. I like how you just dropped mid-conversation. You know, that was funny. That was interesting. Okay, are you back, Koya?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right, listen. Okay, so she said it four times now. So, I mean, it can go either way. I mean, this is obviously somebody you've been with for a cool little minute now, right? The person
right. That
you're with now. So, on one hand, it's like she may want a grandchild. Maybe she's asking you because it's something that she wants. So maybe does she say it with like an attitude, or does she say it with like, you know, like she's looking at you like, ugh, like what's wrong with you? You pregnant? Or does she be asking like, hey, so are you pregnant? Like how does she come at you about it?
Okay, let me give you a little bit of a background story, okay?
Well, hold on real quick. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second, Koya. Not to cut you off. This is MIA right here. Let's get MIA in real quick on this one before you start. Hello, MIA.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, why you sound like your phone's underneath the water? What's up with y'all people's phones today?
Hey, I don't know. Can you hear me
you
now?
Go. Okay, you good. You good. All right.
Nah, I'm under the covers. That's why.
Oh, you under the pit? You under the covers?
I'm chilling.
Oh, hey. But nah, go ahead. All right, but it's story time. Go ahead, Quay. Give us the background story.
Okay.
I hate when you do this? Hello?
Yes.
Koya.
Yes.
Why do we have the echo effect? Why are you back in the hallway? You put your Bluetooth back in?
No, I'm in the bathroom.
Can I have a lighter?
Koya, you're slowing
can
up my show
have
here.
A lighter?
Hold on 1 second.
And now you got me on hold
Thank
on national
you.
Radio. This is how you feel. This is why I'm trying not to get mad. My doctor told me, you know, to count to 10 and to take some deep breaths because, you know, I got high blood pressure and shit. And you always
me
got
too.
My... And you know what I mean? I'm trying to... Like,
woo-sha.
You know, like...
Woo-sha.
But it's always some shit.
Can we get back to my quiz question?
No, now we can. Now you're ready? Now we can do that?
I'm ready.
Damn. All right.
Okay. Don't damn me when you was talking. Excuse
I wasn't talking. What the?
Okay, like, hold on.
Damn, what did I step into? I'm just like, sitting right here like, hey, Koya, how you doing? I'm just sitting right here confused. I'm just like, so what's going on?
Koya be over here.
Okay.
Cobra be over
here. Hi, MIA, how you doing?
Be over here on one
I'm
sometime.
Doing good, Phoebe. How you doing?
Koya
right.
be over here like you know what I mean, be treat me like this ain't my show or whatever over here, like, and she can just do whatever. And it's just only because I take the time out to clear the stage for her. I make everything like, okay, it's Koya's question. I make sure everybody quiet, like make sure everybody gets a full and undivided attention. And then I do that, and she'd be awesome, like, hold on, or be doing something else. That upsets me,
okay.
But I'm sorry. Now I'm done talking. Koya,
right.
Let's go. What's the backstory? Let's go.
Right. Thank you very much, Dagger. So... My question was that the situation had came up. My dude's mom came up to me and was like, are you pregnant? This is the fourth time she asked me that. The third time I was mad. But let me give you a background story about this situation. The situation is that my dude, he already has a child. I have no kids, not none. I have no kids. His child, his baby mama, she moved to Texas, took the baby with her, and then she called his mother and told his mother to come pick her up. So the baby has been with his mother for a year. So you have to feel where his mother is coming from when it comes to this subject.
So yeah, so then she want to make sure she ain't going to get stuck with nobody else's kid. No offense or anything like that, but I mean, that's she asked. So yeah, she want to know, like, bitch, is you pregnant?
Exactly.
Not like that, but.
Exactly, so you have to have some type of respect for his mother and what she's saying and why is she doing this. Now, when it comes to the dude playing, saying, okay, Sequoia is pregnant, oh, Sequoia is about to have a baby, and I keep repetitively telling him don't play like that, and he thinks it's a joke, ha, 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 and I don't feel like it's funny because me as a female, would a woman tell me about my kids and telling me, like, oh, are you having a baby, and you're going to be stuck with this baby, and
wait,
blah,
so is
blah,
he,
blah, blah.
Is he messing with, you saying that, or is he messing with his mom, going to his mom, like, she pregnant and everything, or whatever, like, fucking with her, or is he fucking with you? You know what I mean? Who's he saying that to? He's saying that to his mother, like he's going to his mom, like she's pregnant, she may be pregnant, this, that.
Exactly. He's telling his mother that I'm pregnant. He's telling his mother I'm pregnant, but I feel like as a female wife put me in that position for me to have repetitive conversations with your mother talking about am I pregnant.
Now his mom thinks either he's lying or she's lying or you're lying, and now she probably really thinks you're lying because mothers believe their sons. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just how it goes sometimes. So just on my opinion, that whole situation is bad because me, especially me and how I feel about kids or whatever, I don't got no problem with kids, but I also don't wish them into the world. I would never be like, you know what, my girl is pregnant unless she really is. I would not even play with shit like that. So
yeah, in no shape, way, or form
in any way is that part funny, especially with your family and your parents, especially knowing what your mama had already went through with your other baby mama or with your baby mama or whatever, then that's just, that's not good. None of that is positive. That shit needs to get nipped in the butt real quick. But, I mean, it's the fourth time, so, I mean, you can't control what a motherfucker do. So, I mean, it's about what you going to do.
Right, okay, so how do you nip that in the butt? How do you be like, you know what, this is not funny no more, blah, 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 like, quit playing like that. Other than pass, which you have already done with the simple shit, basically, like, don't do that. That's not funny.
I mean, you just got to,
very obviously that he wants you to have a baby, you know?
That'll solve the problem.
He wants you to have a baby.
That'll solve the problem, have a baby.
No,
that'll get it over with.
No.
It's not going down.
I'm talking about my friend now. No, we got to talk about my sister now. No, fuck that shit. You don't want my sister now. No, fuck that shit. No.
No,
but then,
like,
no, but I mean, bottom line,
ain't
but look,
nobody
look,
ready
look,
for
look.
Kids.
All right.
No,
all right.
Ain't nobody ready
bottom,
for that dumb shit.
Bottom
no,
line.
No, come on. We got to have kids when we're ready for kids.
It's
no,
like
we got to have kids when we're ready for kids.
Bottom line
Stop
is like this. If you can't really, I mean, outside of just straight up, like, yo, telling them face-to-face, like, yo, this shit is not cool. You need to stop that shit. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of that. Don't say it in a joking manner. Don't try to act like it's a joke. Don't say it and then fuck him afterwards or something like that. Like, I mean, this is one of those moments, like, if you want it to be really serious, you got to play it like it's real serious. Because it is a serious situation, if we're going to be serious. And like I said, that shit is not to play with, especially if it's something y'all don't want to do, then that shit that just don't even need to be brought up, point blank.
Period. Yeah, I feel the baby should be bringing in this world when you want to bring a baby in the world with that person. You know, if it happened, it happened, and you know, you have to make the situation the best and try to work it out the best way you can. But just because you have a baby with somebody, don't mean it don't work out. You know,
I have to disagree with that NIA because I have a homegirl who had a baby who wasn't ready to have a baby with a nigga, and she still had that baby because she don't believe in abortion. So she was like,
I understand that part, but I'm saying you should be ready.
Like, no, I'm not doing that shit. And she's raised her kid, and her baby is five. Excuse me, her baby is five. You feel me?
Yeah, all my homegirls got kids and been pregnant before. I'm the only one who have never had a baby before I ever been pregnant. So I know I'm not saying, oh, get an abortion. I'm just saying, if you want to lay down and have a child with that person, you got to make sure that y'all both want to have a kid. It can't be, you know, I want to have sex with you just to have your baby or just to try to keep you. Or, you know, that's what basically he's trying to do. He's trying to get you pregnant. He keeps telling your mama, I mean his mama, that you're pregnant. That's nothing to fucking play with. Like,
he's got
that
keep a girl baby.
He's dumb for that shit.
That's not funny. My co-host is getting mad. I'm sorry. But, hey,
no,
hey,
I'm not
hey but
mad.
We
I'm
speak
just,
the truth.
I'm just talking about
that's
a serious
what
situation.
He's doing. Hey.
No,
and,
because,
like
no, I'm
said,
not getting
a,
mad.
Wait,
I'm just talking about a serious
can
situation.
Can I ask a question? Not to get all up in your business, but can I ask a question?
What's up?
Like I said, how long you been with this dude?
As long as I've been with him, technically.
Technically, off and on, whatever, overall. I mean, just give me kind of a number real quick, however you want to look at it. How long you been with this?
About 5 years.
5 years. So y'all ain't using condoms, right?
You said what?
So y'all ain't using condoms, right?
It's okay. Wait,
look, no, I don't even want you to answer now. Since you had to say that, I want you to wait. I'm going to go ahead and Dagger's double play real quick. I want you to get your answer straight because you sound like you're about to tell me some bullshit. That was a simple yes or no question. You sound like you're about to try to explain something.
No.
So I'm going to give you a chance to do that, though. We're going to get a Dagger's double play, and I got something special for Dagger's double play this week. Or actually the whole month. It's funny because I found one of my really, really old CDs from like years and years ago from when I used to do music before the Dagger when I was Oh No and everything like that. And it's funny because the people on these tracks are the same people that I wound up having to diss later on in career that turned on me for different reasons, this, that, or whatever. But, you know, it's Black History Month this February, so you got to know your own history to know where you got to now. And this will probably be the only time these niggas will ever get any kind of real airplay. So fuck these niggas. I'm saying this from jump. I'm only playing this because I like my verses on these tracks. But this is some super throwbacks on Dagger's Double Play. I hope everybody enjoys. And like I said, I got these all month, so this ought to be funny. But fuck both these niggas on both of these tracks. I'm the only hard nigga on these tracks, but you also see how niggas ain't doing shit unless I was doing it first and they was with me on my shit. They can't do shit by themselves. That's just how it goes. But, hey, the strong survive the weak fall. We'll be right back. Everybody mute your phones. Got a new caller wanting to get in the conversation real quick. And we're going to come back and fuck with Koya some more real quick. All right, we'll be right back. Dagger's double play.
Yeah, hello. Cool. I can see like you
with the Roy activity. I'm at another crossroads, which way do I go? Do I let them all go, or just give me some more?
Okay.
This is tough, I gotta make a decision. Do I wanna lead this game and go to quality living? Either way it goes, shit, I lose and I win. I lost my first girl, a Jesus, will it happen again? Then I had another girl that tried to keep me with a baby. Find out there was another nigga, almost went crazy. My next chick was ignorant, stupid and dumb. She wasn't hypey, she just thought the game she ran was run.
Uh-huh.
I ain't too bitch, I see what you're doing. Fucking niggas out their money, but the owe you went through it. The player life is easy, fucking flipping my lead. Have them popping pills and doing shit you wouldn't believe. They don't ever tease, clothes drop straight to the bed. Now do I want the two T's or be six instead?
I would not try to say this. Oh, if I was you, I would just let her go.
Down and listen, let me tell you what's up. I'll pay you like it if you don't, then you tell me what's up.
Compromise.
I don't like to yell, we talk, then we talk. I should be you, yell and scream, I'll take a walk. Or I can play a death row until you ready to speak. The way you acting, you must run a nigga out on the street.
Okay.
Now I'm with the family activity kit. I'm smoking all the juice, and talking my shit. I wanna call, but I don't because they say that I'm sipping. I think they're mad again because I choose my girl over pimping. I ain't tripping, seen a lot of girls. Only one of you, you mad when I'm with them. They get mad when I wish you to look at what I do, where I'm at. They ain't got that. I go to work for a twerk leader, bring they check that. Why you can't respect that? It's only a guess. To get a little time, you get it all, and maybe my name.
I would not try to say this. Oh, if I was you, I would just let her go.
I'ma give you, I'ma
give this nigga some personal,
give you some personal advice
to you on what I'm talking
about.
You
feel floating
alert, gloppy, whatever you want to call it.
Whatever the fuck you call them.
Alert, alert.
Man, fuck these hoes. You know what I'ma say. Keep it slipping when they should tell them no how to lay. Oh no, it's win, run, why? www.glop.com. That's what I'm about to buy. Nigga, you know the game. You know these bitches only out to get your tips insane. Bitch, killer, this nigga love her baby. Well, nigga, if you do marry the bitch, then they're the lady.
Two birds kill one song. Glop on thousands of bitches, tell her sweet nothing on the
hey, you getting paid, nigga. American dream. Happy home, she on a cruise, and she feeling you green. But on the real, manipulation is the key to win her pussy and control her patience. And if you keep it down, packed and blatant, you the balance, you can keep these hoes locked and waiting.
You can keep these hoes locked and waiting, suckers.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
The Dagger.
Yo.
A.K. motherfucking Tivity. Y'all know we need more than a piece, right? If you ain't got it all, we ain't fucking with you. Floss.
No.
Let's go.
I got a bitch on my nut, but what's new? Yeah. Give her respect, but yeah. If CX go bust through, yeah. Bitches is teasing, niggas is leaving. Decepticon, so yeah, I'm so deceiving. Me and this nigga Harvey at the club, it's so white. Nice. Checking out this red bone twerk, it's so nice. Feeling my air nice, I'm feeling her here twice. Let's take it to the telly so we both can feel right. She feeling herself, she off her tears and she needs some milk. Schoolboy to the rescue, so hold the bell. I like them light with their hair on white, they toes out tight jeans and they love them light. Now that's my type.
My type.
I keep a flipper, you know. I like the fuck on yo, but I ain't tryna be no Juno. She got a two on her thigh and I won't be satisfied with just a piece of that.
I don't want a little piece, girl, I want the whole thing. You call your money, you put me in your tongue ring. Fuck the world, girl, me and you can do our own thing. Do what you bitch, quit this, if you can't hang. I don't want a little piece, girl, I want the whole thing. You call your money, you fuck the world, girl, me and you can do our own thing. Do what you bitch, quick, bitch, if you can't hang. Girl, I need the whole thing, not just a little bit. Pussy's what I wanted, then that's all I would get. Bitch, tell me where your mind's at, what you on the earth for? You here to get my money?
Never ever been.
Let it go, we something to the table, then we'll meet in the middle. And if I do come out the pocket, then it's only a little. I want a girl that got a car, job, money, and place. But don't be tripping off the stupid shit, you know when it's the time.
Listen.
Let it go, I make it up, cause that's how I am. Hope these blunts, I beat it up till you can no longer stand. But I won't give a damn, you start bumping your list. Nigga that, nigga this.
What?
Fuck you, bitch. I guess a nigga wanted more than you could offer the dagger. But don't trip, I got another chick, it really don't matter. That knows how to cook, goes to work, clean.
Are you hearing this?
Let me drink this, smoke up, good as suck
dick.
So you think you on my level? Let me go through your questionnaire. You got a job, but honestly, I'm neither. That ain't your hair. Yeah, bitch, right there. Colors ain't matching up. No, you can't be my girl. Yes, we can still fuck. Here's my number.
Now you go.
I'm getting at these applicants. That can handle shit alone and don't need me for management. Someone that I'm proud of. They're proud of themselves. And every problem that she comes across, she won't need my help.
No. Tell a bitch you're my angel like Baker told ya. Then take her back to the spot and fold ya. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Make your toes touch your head so I can reach the hole. I want to see you in your school, girl. Outfit, knee-high socks, flat skirt, and I'm out, bitch. After I bust a load out, we gon' hit a spot and pop a wop and the hose out.
I don't want a little piece, girl, I want the whole thing. You call your money, your pussy, and your tongue ring. Fuck the world, girl, me and you can do our own thing. Do what you bitch, quick, bitch, if you can't hang. I don't want a little piece, girl, I want the whole thing. You call your money, your pussy, and your tongue ring. Fuck the world, girl, me and you can do our own thing. Do what you bitch, quick, bitch, if you can't hang.
Who are you?
My name is a pimp named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, no, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
Ah, shit. Wait, hold on. Not trying to have a break. Is this going to play real quick? Let me just...
Dagger. West Coast Renegade, Tough Night.
Lopez with Shady.
Bang Out Radio. Bang Out Radio.
All right, we good. Now we back. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger, Queen V. Queen, still good. I saw you drop, but I brought you back. You good? Queen, check the mute.
Sorry, yeah, I'm good.
And a quick shout out to my nigga K Wilds for that drop right there, man. Good looking out as always, man. But Queen, you good? You back? We in the building?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right. Let's make sure everybody else. Koya, you still good? Koya, check your mute now.
Yep, I'm
there.
Here
we go. All right, MIA, still under the covers and in the building?
Yep, I'm posted.
All right, hold on. I got one more person I'm trying to get. Shout out to 310. I'm trying to get this person in. Hold on. 0610. Who could this be? I'm trying. I'm trying to get to you before we get back. Koya, I'm only messing with you because I'm trying to be helpful. I'm not really messing with you. It's only because I care that I'm going to start asking certain questions. Now, did you get the at least answer? Well, I'm still trying to bring in this other person real quick. Now, are you able to answer my question, or is this something you – because you're the only person to ever plead the fifth on this show ever, so I wouldn't be surprised if you did it again. So is that something?
West Coast Wednesdays or on Fox Sundays?
I don't remember which show it was. I just remember it was you. It was probably this one, because this is the only one where we get really, you know, to the nitty-gritty. So it was probably this one, to be honest. But so is this something you can – because, I mean, I'm just being honest. If you 5 years with the same person or at least one other person, because everybody has that at least one person, even people that have sex with multiple people or one or two people or whatever, everybody has that one person they usually don't use a condom with. So, I mean, is that person?
Hello?
Hello? Koya?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, see? Hung up. See, this is what I be talking about.
She hung up.
Don't
talk because I called back.
Wait, hold on. Now that I got this, hold on. Wait, one more second. Hold on. Straight after 310-0610, you got Dagger and Queen. What to do?
What's up with it? It's your girl, Sky Star.
Hey,
what's up with
Bang
Out Radio?
What's up, Ma? How you feeling tonight?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How y'all doing over there?
Hanging out. About to dissect my homegirl Koya's like little scenario she got going on right now. What's going on with you?
I'm just chilling. I was, you know, peeping off the conversation. You know what I'm saying? You know, nowadays girls is focusing too much on dudes. Period. Get your education. You know what I'm saying? Don't make babies. Make money. Travel the world. See something. Get outside the state. You know what I'm saying?
Man. I feel you on that one.
Do it real big.
Man,
do
it big.
Don't
do
it big.
I'm with y'all though. I mean, yeah, you definitely don't want to waste it. You don't want to do, like we've always been saying, you don't want to do nothing that's unplanned, unnecessary, that just you're not ready for. Like people got time to do it. Yes, that's not a good thing. You know, people, like I said, what I like to say is you don't want to be a statistic. Yeah, and this is what I'm
You
like.
Don't want
to
be a follower of home girl.
You know, I call them statistics. You know how many people are somebody's baby mamas or baby dad? You know what I mean? Those are statistics. You know what I mean? Like that, you can go to stats and bring up whole, like, you know, percentages and pie charts and all kind of shit just on like baby mamas and daddies and this type of shit alone, or babies in all kind of relationships, or ratio to babies per girl, things like that. I mean, there are actual charts out there that you could probably – this is why I've always said, I'm going to say it again. I need somebody, a computer-like person that's really good with computers and everything, that could be on the show so I could be like, man, Google that shit, man. How many – give me a percentage. I could hit, you know, like right now, like –
I told you I do this shit, Dagger.
We got to set that up there for real, because this is one of them times, like, man, Google that shit real quick, man. What's the percentage of, you know what I mean, like baby mamas right now or something? If something's going to pop up. Some number's going to pop up, and it's going to be real interesting.
The percentage is high. We already know that.
Yeah, it's really high.
We need to keep it on the low, though.
But for real, though, like I said, as you see, everybody's kind of unanimous on at least this. But, I mean, the question is like, if you know it's a problem, if you know it's going to be an issue, and the very next step past that is that if you know that he's not going to do anything about it, then it always boils down to is what are you going to do about it? You know what I mean?
Know,
and then also at the same
problem.
Time, and I know it's kind of it's not easy because, like I said, 5 years. 5 years is a long time to deal with a motherfucker. So, I mean, it's not, you know what I mean? Nobody really deals with somebody for that long with just no kind of connections whatsoever. So, I mean, I only say the things that I just know or I feel I know. If I'm wrong, feel free to correct me. But I don't feel that
I'll
I am.
I'll feel free.
Huh?
I cut my nigga off after four and a half years. I cut my nigga off.
But that's
real.
What you gotta do.
I don't speak to
you
him.
You know what I mean?
I don't see him. I don't know shit about what the, well, excuse me, I do. But that's only through mutual conversation.
But I mean, you feel me?
Real shit.
But she's still fucking him. That's what I'm saying. If you're not going to fuck with somebody after that time, then you have to actually cut it. Like, you know what I mean? You have to sever all time.
Right.
If there's any kind of communication, if there's any kind of, you know, you still try, we can still be friends, hang out or whatever. It's so easy to fall right back into what you know, were trying to get out of or something fucked up or whatever anyway.
Nope.
You know what I mean? It's real easy to fall back.
Don't do it, girl.
We have those kind of years
invested.
Not if you feel about that shit.
Because I cut my nigga off and I ain't talking to that nigga in 3 months.
It just depends because it's funny because I know the homegirl right now who was in the situation. I've spoken about it before, but the one that's all like, I don't, like, I fuck that dude. He got some other bitch pregnant. I'm not fucking with him. Was out doing her thing or whatever and everything. But
would still hang out with him.
They would still kick it together. They would still, but nothing happened. And then eventually it finally happened. And now it's just like they all back like everything's all good. It's like I've seen it happen. Like I said, it's so easy for people to fall right back into
it. That shit's over. After four and a half years, I cut that shit off. I have not seen that nigga, have not seen his face, have not heard his voice in like 3 months, and I'm cool with that shit.
But that's
like,
the question,
for real.
So, Claire, so what? If he's not willing to stop doing it, if he's just going to keep doing it, the question is, what are you going to do? That's the question.
Oh, men don't control nothing. That's the whole thing. Women have the power to control the relationship.
That's why I'm asking. I've said that for the longest. Women have the power, but what they do with the power is always the question. So that's why I'm asking, Koya, what you gonna do?
When it comes down to something like that, it's like there's no question. I'm gonna tell you what to do.
Birth control, get some condoms, and plan your pregnancy. You have options.
No, she don't even want the pregnancy. That's the point.
That's the point.
I'm trying to get across.
First off, let me tell you how I know this is a game. This is not no guess, oh, maybe, possibly, she might be. No. First off, I have a plan for 5 years. Excuse you, that I'm not able to. So that's kind of a question. It's just a matter of a game. It's a matter of maturity.
If it's a matter of maturity.
It's just like a game that you're playing on
Koi, if you're not worried about the pregnancy, if that's not an issue, then.
No, it's not.
But that's what I'm saying. So if that's not the issue and if it's a matter of maturity, then it's even more dumb because now somebody's aggravating a situation over a subject that's serious that's. This is some bullshit that he's bringing to the equation, and I've said this always, like, people have to deal with a certain amount of bullshit in order to deal with certain people. So is this the bullshit that you're willing to put up with in order to deal with them? Let me ask
you
that way.
This is what I'm saying, that you come to a point in time when you're not willing to deal with the bullshit. It's not that you're not willing to leave. Is that you're not wanting to leave over something as simple because you want to play a game and you think it's funny. It's not as a serious situation like, oh, my God, he cheated on me, he beat my ass, or something like real serious. But I'm saying, like, how do you state that
to your partner that
this is a serious situation and say, like, look, dude, like, it's not funny, let's stop this.
But it's not gonna go that way because you're already saying yourself that you don't see it as that serious of a situation. It either is or if it's not. If it's not that serious of a situation, then you need to not stop saying something about it and just answer the question when it happens. It's like, no, I'm not pregnant.
My thing is, it's like after some time, is like, you know, you feel like a serious situation, point and period. After the first time, you're like, okay, you're laughing it off. Second time, you're like, okay, this shit not funny. Third time, you're like, okay, you're pissing me off. Fourth time.
But what you're not realizing is that, like, moms don't got nothing to do with this because her son is sitting up here telling her that you're pregnant. So it's like, it's, the problem ain't with moms. The problem is with your with the dude you're dealing with. It's with him.
Moms is the problem because if I was her, I would feel the same exact way. I understand it. But I'm asking, like, how do you say that to
you? Can't.
Y'all need to have a family meeting. Hold a family meeting. You, him, and mom. Hold a family meeting. Clear all the air of everything going on with you being pregnant. Negative. Go to the clinic.
Let's have an intervention.
Test. Go get a home pregnancy kit. They have those all day at all these little drugstores. Go get a pregnancy test. Clear the air.
I'm with that, too. I mean, if it's like that, if y'all like that or whatever, like, yo, and say it in front of her with him standing right there like, yo, I don't know what he's telling you, but I'm not pregnant. I'm not trying to get pregnant. It ain't going to happen. And so you can stop asking me. So whatever he tells you or whatever past this, and then you at least know you did everything you could possibly do to dead the situation. And then if it goes past that, then you had full liberty to act the ass if you want to. I feel once you come at shit respectfully and told people how you feel and just laid it out there and was straight up with people and everything, once you've done that and then they continue to just be like, well, you ain't say nothing or whatever past that, then you have the liberty to act the ass if you choose to.
Okay.
I just know how girls are. I'm not telling you to act the ass. I'm just saying if you choose to, then at that time you would be in your right. But I agree. I say we have an intervention. I say next time she asks you or whatever, make sure he right there or something something like that. Like, yo, look, we need to get this shit straight, period. And can't nobody say nothing to you because, like I said, you the only one that obviously maybe she don't know what's going on and you don't think it's a joke, and then he'll know it's serious.
Is he trying to get you pregnant? That's the question.
Or then if it's not, that's what they said earlier. We see, that's the see, everybody see, see. Here we
do
go.
You want a baby?
Niggas is trying to have babies by girls to keep them around nowadays. I'll tell you, it used to be girls trying to have babies by niggas. It done flipped nowadays.
Go ahead and get pregnant. You ain't going to have no freedom. You're going to be stuck at home with a baby. That's what's going to happen. You ain't going to have no freedom.
But she'll be all right, Claire. Like I said, you need to have an intervention. Just shut it all down from jump in front of everybody and just leave it that way. Because at least, like I said, that way you can say, yo, I tried or... But be respectful about it. I mean, don't act the ass straight out the gate. But it's like, no, we need to check this shit. But be serious. You know what I mean? Don't be disrespectful, but be serious. Like, yo, no, we need to nip this shit in the butt, like, right here, right in front of everybody so there ain't no confusion. Like, nigga, and then can't nobody go back and say that you said this or you said that or she said, nah, nigga, I'm telling both of y'all right now in both of y'all faces, like, nah. That's what I feel you need to do. That's the best opinion.
Okay, so have an intervention.
Don't make babies, make money.
Good moms, it's not going down. Take place and such. Show mom, and the mom's still good, and tell him shut the fuck up about it and leave it alone.
Yeah, but then like, that's what I'm saying. But again, let me tell you also, even if you do that, that still doesn't mean that it's going to work. It still doesn't mean that he's going to stop. It still doesn't mean that she's going to stop asking you. I'm just simply saying that at least you know you did everything possible that you can do civilized in order to put a stop to it. And then at that point, again, you're going to wind up asking yourself the same question, what am I going to do now? Like, and this is what I mean. You don't want to keep going back to that same fucking question. That's the thing, because it's going to get worse. And then also niggas like to test the water. He's going to test it on this something that's small, so he might try it on something again that's a little bit more major because you don't be tripping off the shit. So it's like, if it's serious, then make it serious. You can't just brush certain shit off. Not saying you know how to fuck with him or anything like that. You got to let a nigga know he can't walk all over certain situations either, because like I said, niggas run this shit. I'm just saying. Niggas don't get mad out there, too, or whatever, anybody else is, because niggas do that shit or whatever. Niggas get a little bit of an inch. They get, we talk about, like I said, I'm not calling your dude just a straight-up nigga like that, but he's having a nigga moment, at least, in regards to what we're talking about here. So that's what I'm saying. Because this is some nigga shit. Niggas do this shit. And that's just...
You know what we need right now? You know what we need right now? We need some of that Sunny Day Bright. Can I hear some of that Wiz Propane? That's what I need to hear right here on Bang Out Radio, some of that Wiz Propane.
Nah, baby. We got that for you, Ma. We're going to get back into that real quick, and then we're going to let everybody say goodbye. We only got about 15 minutes left, so we're going to slide it out right here real quick.
Oh, that's off? That's it?
Don't have no babies, bro. Like I said, we
really?
Do, but I got that Wiz propane right here by request, and we'll be right back.
I need
back,
to hear
like
that for y'all
said.
Get off air. You know, don't have no babies, no time.
Everybody just
no.
go ahead
Travel
and make
world.
It easy for me. Just mute your phone, you and you're here to
what?
Talk, and just unmute them, and we'll be back.
Travel
you
the
said,
world.
No.
Go see something.
No.
Seeing bright some days, nice bright lights out. Feeling alright, I'm living my life. I know I'm blessed with my happiness. I'm at my best, I ain't feeling no stress. Seeing bright some days, nice bright lights out. Feeling alright, I'm living my life. I know I'm blessed with my happiness. Can't have a testimony if you don't get the test. I'm living my life. On the real, I'm feeling awesome. Rose from the concrete, I blossom. Enjoying my life, it's no time for the tantrum. Give love a shot with no handguns and one. Watch when the man comes. Just know that happiness is man though. Watch for the scams though. And emails are spam though. The enemy is close to defeat like a sando. I'm feeling cool without a fan though. Do the same in hood way. Cold as ice cube and it's a good day. No attitude, let the song play. Man, I need some barbecue. Fix me a plate or two. Slam a cup of dominoes. Play a little space too. Clown with a few friends. Laughing up with the fam. Add more to the plan. Feeling like I'm the man. Look, everybody need a helping hand. Let's say a prayer, wake up. Seeing bright some days, nice bright lights. I'm feeling alright, I'm living my life. I know I'm blessed with my happiness. I'm at my best, I ain't feeling no stress. Seeing bright some days, nice bright lights. I'm feeling alright, I'm living my life. I know I'm blessed with my happiness. Can't have a testimony if you don't get the best. I'm living my life, still feeling awesome.
Yeah.
Let all that burn, and that's how you earn. The rest is for the birds. Everybody get a turn. Can't stand tall, please stand firm. Stars ain't far, just how you see it. Being happy is hard, but you can really be it. Set a goal for good, go for it and achieve it. All it takes is love, and everybody bright someday. Nice bright lights, I'm feeling alright. I'm living my life, I know I'm blessed with my happiness. I'm at my best, I ain't feeling no stress. I'm bright my day. I'm feeling alright, I'm living my life. I know I'm blessed with my happiness. Can't have a testimony if you don't get the test. I'm living my life.
I had to let you know what was on my heart, baby. I love you, though.
Honestly, I'm searching through my thoughts. God gave me a masterpiece, your work of art. Got me staring at my heart, cause I love you for real though. I wouldn't say desire, got that sexual appeal though. We always get to argue when I'm tired. I wanna know the things that you're thinking in your mind. We've been ran out of time, put your heart in my hands. You don't fear, hearts break. Can you handle those tears? You wanted me a while, so we kicked it. I wouldn't say we matched, but we lit it. I told you not to force it, you did it. I treat you like a queen to the finish, but we're finished, through, done. I hope you find the one, but it's not me. Rather let you go than to lead you on. I know it's rather hard when you think there's nothing wrong, but I'm always going on. I'd rather keep it silent than to talk. You don't listen, it hurts, I had to put it in a song.
I know what's in your thoughts. And I, but you and I don't reside in my mind. It's not another either, so don't believe it. I wouldn't walk away if I knew just how to keep you. I know up in your thoughts, we'd never be apart. But love hurts, I can't give you what you're worth. No matter how it hurts, just know I love you. Got your back forever, we just couldn't be together.
together. I just wonder how you stay when we argue every day. It's like I couldn't get enough. No, you couldn't get away. The simple fact, I told you walk away. You're a grown ass woman. Your decision was to stay. I told you constantly we wouldn't work. I like your motivation. I don't want to be a jerk. But you got a lot to learn before you find them. The man of your dreams. The one you thought I was. The one I couldn't be. It wasn't you, it was me. I really couldn't deal. I try to make you feel how I was feeling. I try to work it out. It's not appealing. Love is so revealing. Like you could have been a keeper. But I gave you all I got. Got nothing else to give. Bless your heart. Don't be bitter by a nigga that was selfish from the start. I couldn't cut you off. I chose to leave it. Now you gotta deal with every penny that I'm leaving. I know up in your thoughts, it's you and I. But you and I don't reside in my mind. It's not another either, so don't believe it. I wouldn't walk away if I knew just how to keep you. I know up in your thoughts, we'd never be apart. But love hurts, I can't give you what you're worth. No matter how it hurts, just know I love you. Got your back forever, we just couldn't be together.
Today, no more rent I pay, a proud owner I can finally say. I got three cribs, my car won't break down today. European engineering, top line what I'm steering. I eat the best, Roman noodles no longer request. Personal chef cook, beat up cause I deserve the rest. Far as my queen, she straight, she be killing them. Designer shopping spree, stiff ad be the minimum. Anything she wants, she held me down when she had wants. Now she want for nothing cause success has finally come in. Whole family spoiled, the love is overflowing. We made it out of poverty when no one love was showing. Now it's vacation, clear water we all way in. Island hopper we cruising, yacht named I'm not losing. Perfect situations with little complication. Is this the good life or just my imagination? President. My mission changed the world, starting at home with the boys and girls. Improve the education with unbiased teachings that reflect the world, not just what the white thinking. New textbooks countrywide, revealed with greed deprived. Knowledge to help the people coincide. Lower tuition, we the government made a difference. And now the president provide health care for all of those living. The world, we monitor but mind our own business and neutralize any threat to our existence. And everybody got the same rights and same privilege. Corporate greed diminished, the ban on weed ended. No hunger in America, the world next. And our seniors are taken care of, so is the vet. Show love to all people, lost we help them find a way. This would be great, but my imagination runs away. I'm proud, ride with me, should be unhappy. Hellfire looking like we did it. Frank filming and everybody recording prestigious in the building. I understand now it's not the money, it's the feeling. To be noticed, my talent standing out, we finally did it. I use my imagination to make you not forget it. Wanna give you song combine splendid. Maybe it's that kind of thinking got us in position. Nominated album of the year without position. Yeah, you got more status, but my songs will make a difference. Win or no win, I still feel like kids at Christmas. No more wishes, this my reality. Wrote myself out of poverty. Recognition feels so sweet, set my spine concrete. This Grammy nod solidifies creativity, but my imagination sometimes gets the best of me.
does that. We're gonna work.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck it. All right, everybody, come on back. Let's just get ready to get up out of here. Again, Dagger, LA West Coast all day. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger, Queen V, Queen, still good. Queen, I'll mute your phone.
We at Queen.
She got to unmute her phone. Hello.
Queen, we at Queen.
Queen, hello.
Yeah, we at Queen.
Oh, well, that's all right. She'll jump in when she's ready. Go ahead, Star. Go ahead. Any shout-outs you want to give real quick before we get up out of here? Let people know where they can find you at if you want them to holler at you about anything. Let people know what's up.
Yeah, yeah. It's your girl, Sky Stone. You talking to me, Sky Stone?
All right, there she is. There's Queen. Okay, Queen, that's cool. But we're letting everybody get their outros out real quick. Go ahead, Sky. What are you saying?
Yeah, this is your girl, Sky Star. You can catch me on everybodyradio.com every Tuesday and Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m. Shout out to Boris Avenue, my big homie, Cali Trav, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Hollywood Rick Hardy Vince, you know, doing it real big with the promoting. Shout out to Huncho TV Uncensored, doing it all day, every day. Shout out to Mr. Buck Live on the Mr. Buck Live show, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bang Out Radio, you know what
Thank
I'm saying, for playing that weird cocaine, baby. That's what's up right there.
Of course, we know we got that love. And anybody else, mind? Anybody else you know that was trying to get some shit in rotation, man, tell them to holler at me. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I got that, and we will find a place for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And check in with your boy anytime. I'll be here every Wednesday, every Friday, every Sunday, and every Monday.
All right, it's going down. I'm going to keep banging out with y'all.
Thank you very much. All right, MIA, any shout-outs you want to give real quick? Let people know where they can find you at and everything real quick before we get up out of here tonight.
Man, I want to shout myself out.
Okay, as you should.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm proud of all my black people, and we come from a strong generation. And just we just got to love each other more, you know. And find me on Facebook, at Me It's So Real, Instagram. Follow me everywhere, B-O-A-C, Boss Fly E-N-T. Bang out all day, every day. I'm about to get high and take my ass to sleep. Good night, you guys. I enjoy talking to you guys every week. So, yeah, follow me. I'll follow you guys back.
Thank you, Miss Koya. Miss Koya, like I said, yeah, you always, I feel like, I hope I be helping at least. I don't be trying to come down you all the time and everything. Like I said, I wish, hope some of the things at least touch home a little bit. But any shout out you want to give real quick, anything you want to say last before we get up out here tonight?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I know. I want to shout out my mama. Love her all day. That's my rock. Miss her so much. And the next round, she knocked out, but I want to shout her out. I want to shout out my best friend. She drinking with us tonight and chilling, but now she not. I want to shout out Bang Out Radio, supporting all y'all as I support you also.
Thank
shout
you.
Out my queen. And shout out everybody who's on the radio. I enjoy talking to you guys. Thank you so much for helping out with it. You guys, I was just going through for 5 seconds. I wasn't really too so whatever. I'm not really into it, but whatever.
And you know what's funny? And you know what's funny? Just real quick, because I was coming into the show today to talk about, I was about to be on some whole sex, all some whole other shit. That's where my mind was, and we went. It's funny. Remember y'all said it last time, we'd never be on the same page. Last time y'all was coming in on some whole sex tip and everything like that, and I was like, nah, I got some serious shit to talk about. Now it's just funny that it's the other way around this time, but it's just cool. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I want to talk about some whole other shit too, but I was like, okay, boom, we got a show right before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we had a show right before Valentine's Day. You could have saved it for that. You're exactly right. Okay.
I got like 3 quiz questions for that day because I was like, boom, but then it was something that just so happened to be on my chest real quick and I was hot. And I didn't want to act my type of way on the radio, you know, so I just put that out there on the radio.
But I'm glad we could help. But I'm glad, I hope we were able to help at least something.
You guys let me see something that I needed to listen and see. And yes, you do be coming down on me, Mr. Dagger. Don't be much advice.
But don't say it like I don't got a reason.
It's okay, but you do. You know, we be having our little arguments going back and forth and whatnot, but it's okay. It's cool. but I'm going to shout you out, though. I love it. Show. And I was married Merry Valentine's Day, everyone. I hope you guys have a very
We do have an actual show right before Valentine's Day, so you can save
exactly.
all that. Unless,
and
so,
I hope everyone
okay.
has some nice, juicy questions and good conversation for me for that show right before Valentine's Day, because I got a lot of questions. I got
okay.
Just in my book real quick, some questions I want to ask.
We'll see.
Maybe
well,
a little sad.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Queen. And then, of course, Queen V, my lovely co-host. Any shout-outs you want to give real quick? Let people know where they can find you. Let them know what's up real quick.
Yeah, you can find me here. My name's Claire. I don't like putting my personal business out there. Don't hit me up on my Facebook because I'm going to feel like I'm you. Don't hit my Instagram because I know who you are. Find me here at Bang Out Radio if you ever want to talk to me. If you want to talk to me, you need to click in, press one.
I'm not
quick,
just sit there. Go ahead.
If you want to ever catch me, hit me on Bang Out Radio and then come to me personally there, then I might let you know where you can find me on my other social networks. Other than that, if you want to get to me, don't try to get to me through Facebook. You got to tune in to Bang Out Radio. Other than that, don't talk to me because I feel like you're a weirdo, bro. So I'm just putting that out there. But love you guys for tuning in. Love you, Dagger. Love you, Spain, all day. See you guys next week. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. All right. Is it my turn now?
It was your turn then. I thought she was speaking for you for a second, but go ahead.
No. No. But, shout out to my baby mama first off, because she over here snoring. She is out in a mug. Ow, I bought a whole other bottle, and she just went to sleep on us. Like, fuck. We over here having a real conversation, and she just snoring. But shout out to my baby mama first off. I'm so sorry, because she over here just on. She is sleep. She is dead to the world. You can't hear it. Okay. I'm sorry. I told y'all
I'm glad
drinking.
She said it so I didn't have to say it because I was really wrong about those 2 seconds
both
from saying it.
No, excuse me. Both of y'all. Both of y'all. I've been drinking. I'm good.
Obviously.
I've been drinking.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously. I said that from the beginning of
all
the
right,
show.
All right, so
there's
nothing
care.
New. So it's not
no,
new.
So
it's not nothing new.
Hey, I'm co-hosting, so I don't give a. You know what? I don't care because it's my show too, so I don't care. I can say what I want, and we can prolong this show however the fuck I want. I want to prolong this damn show. Niggas can still download this shit and still hear us. So I don't give a fuck. I don't give a damn. None. So be quiet so I can fucking do my shots out. Okay. Thank you. All I'm saying is shout out to my baby mama. She's sleep. Shut up, Sequoia. Shout out. You already did. Shout out to my Quaya. I'm over here chilling, posted. I'm finna drink and smoke some more cigarettes. I'm stressed the fuck out right now. I got so much shit on my mind, but that's okay because See, Lucy, I can't say what I want to say. You will be judging me. I'll be drunk, so I don't give a damn. I don't give a fuck. Shut up. Leave me alone. I'm drunk, so yes, I'm most likely going to tune in to Fuck You Fridays and get all of the shit that I need to say off my chest because Wednesdays is about hump nights, and honestly, I really want some head. I don't give a fuck. Yes, I'm talking about head because this is hump nights. I'm trying to get my hump on. I'm trying to get my head on. I'm trying to get some sex. I don't care. So, yes, this is what tonight is about. So, but I'm pissed. So, I'm unless I get turned on, I'm not in the mood right now. I'm kind of. Anyway, I'm on my Quaya tip tonight because I ain't seen my mama in like 2 days. So, shout out to my mama. I miss you and I love you. Man, I'll be home tomorrow, I promise. Yes, I promise I'll be home tomorrow. Shout out to anybody who's listening to Bang Out Radio. I appreciate y'all and dealing with my drunk ass because, yes, I'm drunk, and I'm going to get drunker because I feel like it. I'm continuing on with my conversation after this phone call is, or excuse me, after this radio show is done. You guys can find me on twitter.com/CaliQueen. That's Queen with a W, yes, because somebody took my name. But it's all right. Don't trip. CaliQueen with a W. I'm on Twitter. You guys can also find me at queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Please send me your music, duties, if you're just not ashamed. Models, if you guys just want to holler at a real female, I'm with that shit too. why you laugh?
Don't mind me.
If you guys want to holler at me, yes, it all gets end up sent to Dagger, as he always says. It always ends up back, but at the end of the day, if you guys just feel more comfortable, it's okay. QueenVEE1991@gmail.com. Again, that is QueenVEE1991@gmail.com. You guys can send me your music, your beats, models, whatever, all of that shit. Yes, it all reports back to Bang Out Radio, but it doesn't matter because we all in this together. he hears you, Sequoia. He hears you all the time. You ain't got to repeat it. All right, y'all. I'm going to leave y'all alone. I promise.
Wait, is that it?
No.
Okay, I thought not, because usually that wasn't the sound off.
Talk to me,
so
y'all.
Just checking.
Wait,
okay,
excuse me.
Okay.
Excuse me. Talk to me. I wish Koya would shut the
so
fuck up.
Keep going. Go ahead.
I wish Koya would shut the fuck up, because y'all can't hear her, but I can't. And it gets on my nerves. I'm just trying to finish my shit. Shut up. Please, Lord in heaven. Please be quiet. I'm almost done. I promise you.
Almost only counts in horseshoes.
Talk to me, y'all. I promise y'all. I know that I'm drunk and I'm funny, or you guys may think I'm irritating, but at the end of the day, I'm still cool people. Talk to me, y'all. I'll talk back. All right, I'm done. Boom.
All right, so, man, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, West Coast, Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen V. Ain't no much I'm going to say tonight. Like I said, I'm my drink's kicking in, but like I said, I'm trying to find something to stumble into tonight, my damn self. So hopefully I may be making a road trip, I don't know. But got to check some things. Like I said, as long as everybody's keep talking about the show, like I said, y'all out there setting records, keep doing that. Keep talking about the show, spreading word about the show. You know somebody that want their music played, tell them about the show. If you know a lady that want to help, that wants to, you know, be Dagger's Beauty of the Week, tell her about the show. If you like what we be over here talking about, think niggas is dumb, stupid, whatever, tell them about the show. You know what I mean? Either whatever y'all doing, keep doing it. Spread word about the show. If you see the link, share it, you know, send it out in the email. Help your boy out. That's all I ask. That's all y'all need to do. Besides that, I got everything else. Like I said, y'all out here setting records, keep doing what y'all doing. And, yeah. I guess that's about it. So we will see y'all next week right here on West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, day before Valentine's Day. So it'll all be interesting to see what we're going to get into that night. Make sure you tune in for Fuck You Fridays. Like I said, I'm trying to get a Fuck You Fridays in, but like I said, I'm scared of Fuck You Fridays because I got so much shit I got to really talk about. Not just afraid of Fuck You Fridays because I'm not holding nothing back. And motherfuckers, like I said, you never know who's listening. So. Slash Sundays as always, every Sunday 7 to 9, Triple M Show every Monday 7 to 9, and yeah, that's the lineup. Make sure you tuned in, make sure you keep supporting Bang Out Radio, and we out, y'all. We'll see y'all next week.